Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.
To a show that opens tonight at the Bevy Community Pub, it explores the notion of what home means to us. And it's a piece that caught my eye not only because of the subject matter, but also the location of the shows. Earlier today, I met up with the artist behind the piece to find out more.
I'm Jinka Kuitenbrouwer, and I play a performance called 100 Homes here at Brighton Festival in the Bevy Pub in Bevendien. It's a show about being at home. I visited over 100 people to talk with them about being at home and what home means to them. And based on those talks, I made a performance.
Where did the idea come from? Is it because home is something very special to you?
Yeah, actually, it came from a very personal idea, because I'm originally from Amsterdam. And I was born and raised there, and when I was 19, I moved to Ghent in Belgium to study there, to go to the theater school. After 5 years of education, I graduated and I decided to stay in Belgium and not go back to Amsterdam, where my roots are. And it kind of surprised myself that I felt more at home at that time in Ghent than in Amsterdam. So it made me think of what it feels like to be at home somewhere for me, who I just have crossed one border, but also other people who have crossed many borders or crossed seas even. So I decided to ask a lot of people.
So you're pulling together the stories of 100 people, yeah, and picking a sense of home to them.
Yeah, yeah.
How surprised were you by the variety? I mean, how do you get across that variety in the show?
I was surprised by the variety, but I was also surprised by the similarity of people. Like, I was surprised by the variety of stories, like people who fled Iraq or fled other countries and who were very open in sharing those stories with me. And it were very special and very touching and horrible stories also. But at the same time, their thoughts on being at home somewhere are not that different from people who've been living in the same city for all their lives. It's everybody's looking for the same things, I think, like feeling connected with people around you, having a place you can retreat to, having friends you can visit. It's these small things that are important to everyone.
So how do you channel these stories? Are you do you using images? Are you using photos? Or?
I did take photos of everyone. So it's actually very simple. I only play for 35 people at a time, so it's very intimate. And I have a box of cards with all the people I visited. And then there's I have pictures. And I show the pictures with a clothespin on my forehead. So I tie a clothespin with a hairband on my forehead. It all sounds very weird, and it is quite weird. But this simpleness that makes it very direct. So the portrait of the people is right above my eyes, so people can look at me and look at the picture at the same time. So they can have an image of that person while I'm quoting them.
And it's interesting that, yeah, you're performing at a community, yeah, pub, which, yeah, do you know how unusual that is, the venue?
Yeah, it's the only community-owned pub in UK, right?
It's the only community-owned pub that's on a council estate. It's very unique, and so it's got a real sense of home itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited to do this, because sometimes I also play in a cabin, which I bring myself, but because I'm coming from Belgium, it was quite a big hassle to take this whole cabin in a van, and we decided to search for another venue, and this sounds like a wonderful place to play it in, because I've also been talking over Skype with two people who are living in Bevendien, close to the Bevy pub, about their sense of home, so they will also be in the performance. I really like the fact that it sets in such a strong, homely place, and that people are really attached to this pub. It's special, yeah.
So it's a journey for you today as well, in that, yeah, you've not been to Brighton before, and you've not been to the Bevy and Bevendien, so you're finding out a new home there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, I've just arrived yesterday by train, and we came by the coast with our cab, and now I'm here in the city centre and going up to Bevy.
We're sitting out in the sun. It is always sunny in Brighton.
So I've heard. Yeah, yeah. No, it's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to exploring the festival, but also it's nice for me that I'm playing in a suburb, or I don't know how you call Bevendien, but it's in this special environment where it's not that touristic, but really a community. Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that Kate Tempest, the guest director, has said of the festival, that she felt she really wanted to make sure it went out away from the ropes and the red curtains.
Yeah.
And your show's really a part of one of the many performances that are doing that, that are going out of the norm and into a community that might not get that sort of performance.
Well, I would love that if people would come that normally don't go to the theatre, or who are just sitting in the Bevy pub and think, oh, there's a performance going on, let's go there, and get surprised by my performance. It's not really a performance that's very theatrical. It doesn't have a red curtain and it doesn't have any lighting design. Oh, I do have a technician with me, but he's there more for support and for baking biscuits with me than doing a lot of technical cues. So that's really, I love the fact that it's so close and that people are really directly confronted with the stories and with me.
It sounds really interesting, and I know you've got to get on with your day and ready to do that. And if people hadn't been tempted by hearing about the show, the mention there of biscuits, I think there are biscuits.
Freshly baked biscuits, yeah, there definitely.
And remind us again, so you're at the Bevy and it's performances at...
2 and 7 on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and at Saturday there's an extra show at 4:30 as well.
Keeping you busy then.
Yeah,
great.
Definitely.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
So as we heard there, Yinka's show 100 Homes runs across the weekend at the Bevy and tickets are available, and it sounded really interesting.
Sounds good actually, yeah. And I think this really does tie in with Kate Tempest's intentions at the start of the festival, just to be taking things out to people who don't normally get a chance to sample what's happening in the festival, and taking it out to the community pub, the Bevy as well. I mean, it's an absolute hit as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, and as Yinka said, she's really hoping that some people who are just having a drink there think, well, what's happening there? Yeah. Okay, I'll go and have a look. But also, you know, you can make a date to go along and get a ticket as well. But certainly, it's a combination of the two things, actually, isn't it? Because it's not only the out and about at a different location in the community, but it's also a facilitating the storytelling and telling different people's stories. So it's double whammy there.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.